World Poetry Day, observed annually on March 21st, is an opportunity for poets and literary enthusiasts to reflect on the power of poetry. It's a celebration established by UNESCO in 1999 to honor poetry's unique ability to capture the creative spirit of the human mind. Here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, acclaimed Vincentian poet, educator, and published author Zena Lewis exemplifies poetry's profound impact. In an interview with NBC News, she says her journey into poetry began during her secondary school years, but it was amid personal adversity that she found solace and strength in writing.
But what motivated me and what kept me writing poetry is when I was in a very abusive relationship, and poetry was my escape. It was my anchor, and it was my medicine when it comes to me healing through my experiences with being involved with somebody who is not only physically abusive but also verbally abusive. So poetry was my escape. It's where I found my downtime. It helped me with my mental health. It uplifted me, and a lot of my pieces that are award-winning third from one of the worst episodes of my life. So poetry was my game. That is where my love and admiration and passion came when it comes to poetry.
Lewis says beyond personal healing, her engagement with poetry has opened financial avenues and fostered a vibrant community around her. She explains that poetry has numerous benefits, including being a tool for social and cultural change.
As a published author, poetry opened doors for me, not only financially, but also on a community level, because I do engage in performances, I do engage in open mic, these friendship bars. Poetry can definitely open doors for any individual who's ready to take up the mantle, because sharing poetry also helps individuals build their confidence, it allows them to tell their stories, and stories connect people. So we have poets like Maya Angelou, William Shakespeare, where, you know, Kendrick Lamar brought a movement through his poetic style of music. Poetry can create real change, and we see the power that it has. We see Tupac Shakur, who talked about discrimination of black people and the brutality of police through his pieces. Poetry is a tool. It's not only a healing tool, but it's a tool that can be used for social and cultural change.
Now an established name in the literary space in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Lewis says she is committed to nurturing emerging talent and encourages young poets to leverage social media platforms to amplify their work.
I always say that my purpose, not for my generation, is to inspire the next gen. I never thought that I would be in a space where I'm not inspiring the next generation, but because this Most High has given me that as a part of my purpose, and it's something that I work towards fulfilling, to inspire the next generation. I never had anybody growing up, per se, in St. Vincent that has reached, but the world is changing. It's up to you now to promote your work via social media, the internet, online platform. Our target audience no longer has to be local. It could be regional and international. It's such a blessing to be in a generation where we as creatives now are finding our faces and are finding our communities, and we can now propel further.
With several upcoming projects in the works, Lewis hopes to continue using her platform to uplift and inspire the next generation.
In 2025, I have so many things planned out. I want to do a podcast. I'm working on my social media presence, because that is where the young generation is going to find me. One of my projects that I have coming up also is an event, and that is for the wrong creative. It's titled Voices on the Stars, and it's something that I'm really working towards, so it can not only for the creative community, but for the next generation can see that they no longer have to wait around. There's so many things that you can do, and there's so many grants and funds that are now available for you to bring forward these projects. I also have a self-empowerment and self-improvement course that I'm planning.
Poet, educator, and published author Zena Lewis. As the world celebrates poetry today, stories like Zena Lewis's serves as a reminder that poetry is more than art. It is an enduring power to heal, unite, and transform societies. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.